Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley with Behind the Glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard one night after the Sixers punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference semis. We'll get into the matchup, thoughts on the Sixers and Hawks, and everything. Of course, now the it's up in the air about Joel Embiid, when he'll be back, if he'll be back. And for now, the Sixers have to take the court without him, at least in theory, without Joel Embiid for a little bit. Last night, well, first game without Joel, so far so good. A big part of that was a triple-double from Ben Simmons. Ben, I think for a night, quieted most of his critics. It's funny, after the game last night, I had some messages like, are you going to criticize Ben Simmons now? No, I'm going to appropriately criticize Ben Simmons when he plays poorly or below his standard or below the standard the Sixers need. Last night, I thought Ben played well. He played well, the team played well, and they knocked out a bad team and they moved on. But it's amazing with the Ben Simmons stuff. We just had Howard on last hour, and Howard has very strong opinions on Ben Simmons and the Sixers ceiling with Ben Simmons. And, you know, I want Howard to be wrong. I think we all want Howard to be wrong on the idea of the Sixers winning a title with Ben Simmons as one of their lead guys. And, you know, there are certain nights where Ben Simmons could go out there and he can look every bit as great as we want to believe he can be. Like, all that potential and talent, it all manifests itself and boom, triple-double, 19 points, the big game he had in Utah this year. He has these moments, these games. You're like, man, Ben Simmons really, he went up a notch. He's turning a corner. And then he has other games where it's not as good, and it's less, and the free throw shooting is bad, and it's hack-a-Ben. And there's been this constant stream of defense for Ben Simmons. Like, we come up with these reasons to defend him. It's like this civil war we're having as fans in Philadelphia about Ben Simmons. And I don't believe that Ben Simmons is treated unfairly in this town. In fact, I believe Ben Simmons is treated absolutely, totally fairly by us as fans. I believe that. Now, Ben Simmons might not believe that. You might not believe that. Doc Rivers will play a couple things he said or something he said after game four might not believe that. But I do. I believe all of the criticism that is put towards Ben Simmons or the questioning of his game or can they win a title with him as one of their two best players is fair. One, because you don't see this in the NBA. Like, you don't see players in the modern NBA play the game the way Ben does as the second best player in a team. You just don't. So it's a fair question to wonder if this can work. And now we're moving further down the line where they're going to play tougher teams. Atlanta, I don't think this is going to be an easy series, is a much better team than the Washington Wizards. And then beyond that, I mean, you're talking about the best of the best with Brooklyn and Milwaukee. So if they get there, and I think they will, I think the Sixers will make their way to the Eastern Conference Finals. If they get there, the challenge is going to be immense and the spotlight is going to go on Ben Simmons. But I look at Ben in the way I talk about him, the way I feel about him, which is he's a good player. He's an all-star. He's one of whatever you want to rank better players in the NBA. There's a reason why he's talked about in high regard. But when you're talked about in high regard and you are thought of as an all-star caliber player, which he obviously is, then, with great with great power comes great responsibility. I use that line. Like, you don't just get to go out there and be okay and us just not say anything. You don't get to go out there and not perform at a high level or, be the guy that they're kind of exposing for your weakness and us not to complain about it. And also, let's remember, let's not forget, because I always think that history with a player you know, kind of in a way dictates the future. Ben Simmons' history in the playoffs is poor. Ben Simmons' history in the playoffs, series end in large part because he's not good enough on the offensive end. I mean, it's a fact. We know what happened against Boston a few years ago, where they basically froze him out, and Brad Stevens, who's now not even the coach of the Celtics anymore, but just basically planned on backing off and making him try to shoot, and he wouldn't do it. And then we know what happened against the Raptors, where he, you know, basically was not on the floor in the fourth quarter of games, and he was just hiding in the corner, and it cost the Sixers dearly. We've lived this already. So, like, when you have a player and past performance is one thing, to pretend that's not going to happen again, well, I think it's foolhardy. And I all this stuff about Philadelphia being too hard on Ben Simmons, that we're too reactive to Ben Simmons, that we're not appreciative enough of Ben Simmons. I mean, listen to this. This is the head coach. This is Doc Rivers, right? This is his coach. Listen to what Doc had to say. This is after game four. Ben obviously did not have a great game, and the hack of Ben's strategy was used. Sixers lose. They're only lost this series. Here's Doc Rivers on how we should treat Ben Simmons.
You guys keep this Ben Simmons narrative alive, which to me is freaking insane. How good this guy is and all the things he does. Ben is not a 40-point guy. It's not what he does. He does other things for your team. And I just don't understand why that's not sinking in our city.
Not sinking in, Doc. No one. I haven't heard one person, not Howard, not a phone call, not a message I get. No one's ever said, Ben's got to score 40 points or he's a bum. No, that's not part of the discussion. But he needs to be closer to what he was last night, which is a 19-20-point-a-game guy, if the Sixers are going to win a title. And he needs to be that, especially when Joel Embiid is compromised. We don't know how much or if Joel Embiid is going to play again in the postseason. We just don't. If he plays, I don't think he's going to play 35, 40 minutes. And if he plays, he might not play the next game. Like, we don't know. So in any sport, but certainly basketball, when you lose your guy, when you lose your best player, the next best players have to step up. And we can talk all night about how Curry had 30 points and Tyrese Maxey's energy and how fearless he is. Look, those guys will go up and down. That's how role players are in the postseason. Your best players, you know, your number two, number three guy, they're going to be on the floor the whole time. That means it's Tobias Harris, it's Ben Simmons. Those guys have to play at a higher level now without Joel Embiid. That's it, because those guys are going to be out there for their 30-plus minutes every night. You know, Maxey and Curry and Green, like, those guys will go up, they'll go down. They'll play some, they won't play as much. Like, that's what the role of a role player is. It's the stars who now have to step up. And, like, I'm not going to change my mind about Ben Simmons after one good game. I think he's a good player. I think he's a very flawed good player. And I just think it's amazing that this defense wall, and do I play, maybe I'll blame Doc Rivers for it. Like, this defense wall has gone up around Ben Simmons, where you're a hater, like someone called Howard last hour, if you are critical of a max player, that it's the point guard of an NBA playoff team that was a number one overall pick that is an all-star when he has bad games. I got news for you. When stars have bad games in the NBA, it's a big deal. James Harden got roasted for years, and he will be again if he doesn't win, for not being able to play well in the big spot, win the big one. LeBron James, who, you know, you could rank him wherever you want, one, two, three, whatever, is one of the great players of all time. Every time he loses a big game, his clutch gene is talked about all the time. Like, this is the nature and the world we live in with NBA superstars. If you don't perform at a really high level in the biggest spot, you're criticized. Ben Simmons is not immune to that. I don't think we're unfair to him. I don't think this is a narrative. Like, I don't know what the heck Doc Rivers is talking about. What narrative? The reality is he's a good player that has a clear and obvious deficiency to his game, which is shooting. And his free throw percentage has not improved enough, or really at all, in his NBA career. 215-592-9494. Here's my take on all this. As much as you might want to defend Ben Simmons, I think the criticism or discussion or talk about Ben in Philadelphia, I don't care what they say elsewhere. I'm just talking about here, us. I think we're fair to Ben Simmons. I mean, I think all of this is fair game. When he plays well, I think most of us give him credit for it and say he played a good game tonight. And when he doesn't play well, or he doesn't play well enough, like, you're not going to hear me sit here and say, well, he's not asked to score points. This is not a big deal. He only had 6 points in this playoff game. It is a big deal because you can't win a title like that. Like, that, the whole point is to win a championship. When you're the number one seed, like, this isn't the Sixers 4 or 5 years ago, 3 years ago when they're just trying to build this thing up. You know, when they're just trying to put the foundation pieces in to become something. You know, this is like when you're the number one seed, it is a failure if you don't win an NBA title. Now, you know, we might want to change the all of that. If Joel is out, we could recalibrate expectations if we want. But the bottom line is they were the best team in the conference all year. If you're the best team in the conference and you don't win a title or get to the finals, it's a failure. It's a disappointment. And Ben Simmons, when he doesn't play like the kind of point guard that can help get you there, I'm going to be critical and worried about it. 215-592-9494. Do you believe we treat Ben Simmons fairly in Philadelphia? And I'm saying we, right? Because Doc Rivers used the we. You guys. He you guys'd us, which I think is just an amazing generalization for an NBA head coach to make. He you guys'd us. I think you guys, meaning we, us, I think we treat Ben Simmons fairly. When he plays really well, everyone wants to just throw bouquets at like, wow, he's the only guy since this guy to do this. I saw a tweet last night about only, I guess he's only trails Will Chamberlain, six, you know, triple doubles in Philadelphia history in the playoffs. Great. He deserves credit for that. He's a good player and he's a unique player. But when he struggles and his deficiencies hurt the team, it's very normal to talk about it. Like, this is not a role player. This is Ben Simmons. He's an all-star. He's a max player. He was the number one overall pick. He's the second best basketball player on this team. So yeah, when he doesn't do well, he's going to get criticized here. And you're right to do that. 215-592-9494. Do you believe we, as Philadelphia basketball fans, treat Ben Simmons fairly? I do. Tucker, what are you thinking?
Of course we don't. I mean, I think it's funny, and I get it, right? But and Ben Simmons is a flawed player. I don't think anyone can argue that.
Yep.
And while Doc Rivers said that, you know, people are saying he should be a 40-point scorer, I think he was being a little hyperbolic there. I think no one expects him to score 40 points, but do you know how often we have to hear people say that Ben Simmons doesn't score enough? I mean, there's a guy on a radio station no more than 15 minutes ago telling me that Ben Simmons' 19 points last night didn't count because they were all in the paint.
It was fraudulent.
It was a fraudulent thing, even though he's now shooting a career high in the playoffs. His points per 36 are a career high. His assists per 36 are a career high. His rebounds per 36 are a career high. Like, Ben Simmons is putting up career high numbers in the playoffs now. And I know it's only one series. I know it's going to get tougher. But I find it so odd that we can't just accept what he is. Like, he isn't a scorer. And people still have an issue with that. And I don't know if that's an Allen Iverson thing. And that every single Sixer superstar and every single Sixer immediately gets compared to the most popular athlete that this city has ever seen. Because I remember it happened to Andre Iguodala, right? And Andre Iguodala and Ben Simmons are kind of cut from the same cloth. And I was kind of guilty of that as a kid when Allen Iverson left. I thought, cool, the next guy's going to step up and score 35 a game, right? Because that's what your best player does. And I think a lot of people still feel that way. With Joel out, who also scores 30 a game, you immediately look to Ben Simmons and say, hey, you're the guy that's going to pick up the slack, right? And it's just not true. And the fact is he's able to affect the game in so many other facets. And his ability to play defense, his ability to shoot inside the paint, his ability to pass. It's a hard thing to criticize. It's a hard thing to really appreciate him when you can't point to the box score, right? Like, it's a hard thing to appreciate someone like Joey Gallo, right, who plays for the Texas Rangers.
Sure.
It's hard to say, man, he's an all-star because he hits 230. But he hits 230 and his OPS is over 900 because he walks so much. Ben Simmons is kind of the same thing. If I tell you Ben Simmons is an all-star and a top 15 NBA player, someone who doesn't know anything about basketball is immediately going to ask, well, how many points does he get? When I say he averaged 14.5 per game, they'll laugh at you, right? They'll say, that's ridiculous, that's silly, no way. And they'll move on. And I hate to say use the eye test, watch the game, but I watch what Ben Simmons does and I watch what Ben Simmons can do when his energy level's there. And that's a place that we can criticize him because I think he does take games off and his energy level does waver.
He kind of floats through some games.
On a night-to-night basis.
Yep.
But when he's there, like, there are times where he's clearly the best player in the gym. There are games where he outshines the other nine guys on the court from the start to finish. But we don't like it because his game is flawed, or we don't like it because he isn't flashy.
Well, it's interesting, and the Iverson comparison is Iguodala, excuse me, comparison is interesting, and the kind of thought back to Iverson. 215-592-9494. Do you believe we treat Ben Simmons fairly? Triple double last night. He deserves credit for it. He played well last night. But I'm not going to throw bouquets, and I'm not going to stop laughing at the Doc Rivers thing about what a treasure and like.
But what does he need to do? What more does he need to do?
Well, he needs to play at a higher level offensively. Otherwise, I agree with Howard. Like, they can't win with him playing like this, a title. I think you made an interesting point, but it shows in some ways how our brains haven't recalibrated basketball, okay? So you mentioned Iguodala, right? And Iguodala, I agree with you, cut from the same cloth type of thing. Well, but there's something different that's changed in the NBA. You could even go back to Magic Johnson, because that's always the like the pie in the sky comparison. Like, well, Magic was kind of like this. The game is different. The game is different from when Iguodala was here in his prime, right? I don't know, 07 to 11 or whatever it was. Like, think about the three-point just barrage that has changed the game since then. You could get away at one point with this kind of player being one of your best players because the game was different. Magic Johnson was playing. The game was different. Like, it's the way he plays the game. If you're not going to hit free throw shots or three-pointers, it's hard. It's hard to have that guy as your point guard and win a title. Doesn't mean he's not a good player. But I think there's – with Ben Simmons, there is a – there's a level we all agree he's at. And I think anyone that has eyes or watches basketball realizes he's a good player. He does some things really well on a basketball court, and once in a while he wows you. But there's also the reality of, like, it's okay to ask him to be more. It's okay to ask him to grow. Like, that's what great players do. They grow. They get better. Think about Joel Embiid since he got here. And unfortunately, injuries have not been able to be curtailed. But as a player, as an offensive performer, he's on a different level now than when he first got here. He worked on his game year in, year out. That's what great players do. And maybe he'll never be a 40-point scorer or a 30-point scorer. But like the fact that like we just ignore and excuse that he hasn't gotten better offensively, and then when you bring it up when he struggles, like, stop, leave him alone, he's Ben Simmons. Ah, no, I'm not going to leave him alone. When he plays really well and he's able to, using the skills he has, pour in 19 or 20 points and the team wins, I'm happy. I am happy. But when he doesn't play well enough or his deficiencies cost him late in games, and it did in game 4, and that was against a bad team. We're not even talking about the Nets or the Bucks. When his deficiencies cost them, you know, you sound ridiculous pretending they're not there. So you might think I'm ridiculous pointing them out when they do well, but these are real things. I can't just accept what he is because great players improve, and his offensive game has not improved. 215-592-9494. Sixers win. They're in the second round. Ben Simmons, without Joel Embiid, is going to have to play at a higher level. He did a good job last night. I think he played a really good game last night, and they won, and they beat the Wizards, and gone are the Wizards, right? So we have Atlanta on Sunday. But if Joel Embiid is compromised, the only way the Sixers have any chance of winning is if Ben goes to a higher level. And I think it's perfectly fair to ask that, to expect it, to hope for it, and if it doesn't happen, to properly criticize it. This isn't a role player. This isn't a second-round pick. Like, we've like moved the goalpost to see he rebounds and has assists and he's good defensively, so that's good enough. He was the top pick in the draft. He wasn't supposed to just be good. He's supposed to be great. 215-592-9494. I think the criticism, the reaction, the talk about Ben Simmons is perfectly fair in this town. And when with great power comes great responsibility. I'm not going to just like, oh, okay, I accept what he is. No. So Tucker thinks we're over the top. Not fair. I think we are very fair to Ben Simmons. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Mike is in North Philly. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Mike, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm listening to it. I was listening to the earlier show and how they were kind of getting on Ben Simmons, and it rubs me a certain way. It's not that I get where everybody's going at with him as far as offensively. Like, sometimes I look at him like, Ben, you could have kind of shot that, but it's like he really isn't that player. You know, watching the game throughout, like he's not that type of player. So it was almost like I'm not expecting him to do anything. Tobias Harris has been that person all year long. So it was almost like, I get it. Like, right, without Joel Embiid, he has to score a little bit more. But it's almost like watching him try to score sometimes when he's doing them inside shots, it looks horrible because sometimes he misses really bad. And I'm like, all right, don't do that. Just go ahead and give the ball up, because if you pass it, you don't have to worry about that issue at this point.
Well, you don't. But at the end of the day, you're relying on lesser players to make shots. Like, that when it works, it looks good, Mike. But Like, are they going to win a title on Seth Curry hitting shots like he did last time and Danny Green? Like, you're asking role players to make the shots for you. Meanwhile, you know, you watch the great players, most of the time, they're not throwing the ball to the lesser players. They're taking the shots.
Yeah, I got you as far as that. And it's almost like I get it. He probably has to do a little bit more offensively, but he doesn't really look like he can really shoot that ball. Like, if you watch him shoot free throws, yeah, the reason why they was throwing hack of Ben, stuff like that. Like, they were doing that because they was like, okay, he really can't shoot as good as we say he can shoot. So it was almost like honestly, I blame it on Brett Brown all the way back because he enabled that man to be that way, you know? And it's almost like now they're taking Doc Rivers just extending him a little bit more. The way he looks defensively, it's amazing. You know, I haven't seen nobody play face-up basketball like that in a long time as far as defending. Like, he gets a lot of fouls called on him because of how he's defending. And it's like he changes the game when he's on the floor, like, period. And that's just me. Like, the way he feeds the ball to the guys, I'm just looking at the positive things. I'm not going to look at the outcome of it and just say, okay, he just looks terrible offensively. The team did really, really good. They did what they needed to do to get rid of the bug, and that was the Washington Wizards.
No doubt, Mike, and I appreciate it. And I agree with you defensively. He's a very good defender, and he's fun to watch. And it seems like he takes pride, or at least this past year, he's decided to take real pride in his defense and being talked about as one of the better defensive players in the NBA, and he should. I mean, he's good at it, and it's really helped change the Sixers and make them even better defensively. 215-592-9494. It's this very odd civil war that's come among us as fans here. Like, when Ben plays well, it's like, see, leave him alone. Don't ever criticize him ever. And then when Ben doesn't play up to whatever you want to say, his standard or the requisite standard to be a great point guard or win in the playoffs or whatever. Like, he was getting fouled intentionally because he was so bad at the free throw line this series. Like, that's a problem. You could pretend it's not, but it is. It's like, well, he does other things well. Well, okay, great, but doesn't mean I can't ask him to do simple things well as well. 215-592-9494. Do you think we treat Ben Simmons fairly? I do. Tucker doesn't. I mean, I think that the criticism for a top pick who's an all-star when he's not playing great in the postseason is normal. This is what happens in the NBA. And it's why greater players than Ben Simmons have been criticized a lot during their careers in the postseason when they have not played their best games. It's the life of an NBA star. And I'm trying to compliment Ben here because I think he's a star player. He's an all-star player, obviously. When you're an all-star player and you don't play great, you get criticized, and it's perfectly normal. 215-592-9494. Do you believe we treat Ben Simmons fairly? We'll come back, your phone calls, and a surprising stat about the Hawks and Sixers. I think this series will be a lot more challenging than some believe. I think the Sixers win, but this is not going to be easy. We'll talk about it. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.